The government publishing office used to be known mainly for paper, printing, and bookbinding. Even though it's mostly digital today, it still goes through a lot of paper every day to print items like the congressional record. GPO also retains some unusual paper-related functions you might not know about. Federal News Radio Scott Massioni has more.
Bookbinders at the government publishing office have a lot of responsibilities. Those even include binding the president's personal collections of papers when his term is over. Among those responsibilities is book marbling, an ancient practice of book decoration still practiced by GPO today. Book marbling involves taking books and dipping them into a gum bath mix with mineral colors. The result gives pages and book edges fantastical paisley-esque designs. Other times it can create a pattern that looks like a Japanese garden, and the designs are limitless, which is part of the appeal of book marbling. Sarah Hurt and Josh Crotty are two bookbinders who practice book marbling at GPO. Hurt speaks first.
The purpose for us is just purely decorative.
Yeah.
But traditionally, marbling book edges was used as a form of security. If you marble the edges of a book and someone tries to take a page out of that book and replace it with another page, the pattern will be broken and it will be obvious that someone has messed with the book.
Right.
Used a lot for ledgers,
yeah.
Right, for
accounting.
And things like that. We do, the books that we marble here are, presentation copies of books and more specialty things, would you say?
Right, yeah, so and we, right now we have ledger books for the Senate Library that we're working on, and those will get marbled. And then the larger marbling job that we had recently was a project for NOAA that was all about the migration of sockeye salmon, but they wanted some really deluxe leather-bound copies, so we came up with a pattern to marble the edges with.
Book marbling can be traced back to medieval Persia, and the technique was used when GPA opened its doors in 1861. And about once a month, GPO will release a new batch of marbled books. The process has changed little since its creation.
This bath that we're using, it's water mixed with carrageenan, and carrageenan is it's a thickening agent that's used a lot in food. Josh likes to tell people that McDonald's milkshakes are made mostly of carrageenan.
Yeah.
So it's non-toxic. The idea is that it makes the bath thick and the pigments float on the surface. Okay, so what I'm using here is a mixture of acrylic paint and water. We do sometimes add things to the paint depending on what we need it to do. We use ox gall or jet dry to make the paint spread more easily, and then fish glue to make it spread less.
Yeah.
This particular paint doesn't have anything mixed with it, just the paint and the water.
What Hurt has in front of her is a large tray, about twice the size of the trays you used to use for lunch in school. The tray is about 4 inches deep and is filled with liquid. That liquid is a little more viscous than water, and when she drips paint on it, the paint spreads out on the surface. Here's Josh Crotty again.
Each pigment there's like a little bit of like alchemy involved in it, right? So like, as we mix things and as we try them out, we'll look at it and say, it's not really doing what I want. What can we add to this to make it do what we want,
Alright, so then we use these combs to distribute the pattern around, and this is how we make, the colors around, this is how we make our patterns. So start by going back and forth a couple times. You see the colors still continue to move around each other, not really mixing. Okay, and then I'll take, this is a comb, same idea, just smaller pegs closer together. Go in the opposite direction. This is how I make the cockerel pattern. The patterns build upon each other.
The comb Hurt's using looks nothing like something you'd style your hair with. Instead, it looks like something from a torture chamber. It's basically a 2x4 with a bunch of nails hammered in, and each comb has a different sized nail. Hurt drags the combs along the tray and moves the comb in different directions to stir the paint into patterns. After the pattern is complete, they carefully dip in the sides of the books into the bath.
Whatever I see on the bath is what I'm going to get on my book. So I'll just pick a spot that I like. go from one corner to the other.
Yeah.
And then it just sticks.
That's really cool.
Just like that.
So then we'll just, like, you know, stack them up underweight overnight, and once they're dry, they just, you know, open right up.
You know, you'll notice that where I've dipped the book, it disturbs the pattern.
Right.
So for something this size, I could probably do another one right over here, but because some of the books are bigger, I really can only get one dip out of it, and then I have to start over. So it depends on, you know, the number of books that we get to do in one day really depends on the size of the book, the type of paper, the pattern, things like that.
But there's always demand. You always have ones to do.
I mean, I mean, not that frequently, but there are certain books that we do every year that require the marbling. So there are certain jobs that just are consistent. Like we get the same job every year around the same time of year.
Gotcha.
And it always requires marbling.
So. Very government-like.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, in addition to the marbling, we do gold tooling by hand in this section, as well as like gold finishing, which I don't know if you'll get a chance to see, and leather work. So, you know, like right now, we're working on a special copy for the State Department, you know. So when we're not marbling, we get plenty of stuff to keep us busy. Yeah.
So next time you're in the market for a book by the government, keep your eye out for Sarah and Josh's patterns. Until next time, in Washington, Scott Massioni, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.